I've heard it said around town that there's worry about becoming another Asheville, another Boulder. These cities that have become unaffordable to their very own population.
I remember when the Chamber of Commerce took us to Boulder.
Mm-hmm.
And we found out that there were people, professional African-American people, who worked in Boulder but could not afford to live there. They had to live over in Denver. That was first shocking to us to hear. And it frightened me back then, and it frightens me even more so now to think that we could have the possibility of that creeping up on us. That's why I am so pleased that this task force was put in place and that we try to be proactive. It's pretty obvious, Tom, as you drive around the area of Limestone and 6th and 7th Street,
mm-hmm.
you see realtor signs now. It would say 5 years ago would never been on the north side of Main Street. You could look at the property transfers and see that some of those transfers that are being made in the pricing is far beyond the reach of some of the people who live in the area. So I'm concerned about the elderly who probably have, who've lived there all their adult lives, raised their families, and could possibly be facing changes in the tax base that would make it impossible for them to retain their properties. Those are the kind of gentrification elements that create problems, real problems in cities.
And many of those elderly that you're talking about are on fixed incomes.
Fixed income.
And there has been concern expressed about a high proportion of renters.
Renters who can't afford some of the new developments. And now, we've been talking for several years about the need to focus more on affordable housing, you know, which is one of the strong suits of what we do at the Urban League. We've started to address that issue about 35 years ago when we created what we call the Fayette County Local Development Corporation, which is an arm of the Urban League. And the primary purpose was to be able to contribute to the supply of affordable units. And since that time, we've put in place about $26 million worth of affordable housing in various categories. About $11 million of that has been in home ownership. About $6 million of that has been with single-family affordable rental units, and $8 million more in multifamily affordable units. We've got to keep the focus on doing that. Otherwise, we will have people who will not be able to live in our community. They have to be talking about living someplace else and coming in to work. Not good.
P.G. Peoples is president and CEO of the Urban League of Lexington-Fayette County. Thank you, P.G.
My pleasure, Tom. Thank you very much for having me.